Hey guys, I am on the sun deck, although it's nighttime out, of the, I don't know the name of my boat, but it's one of those hotel, floating hotels I was referring to. I am going to try to ambush Mr. John Hayden, see if I can get him on the podcast here, so bear with me. Here comes my Sakara beer. I'll just have a bottle, it's fine, no glass.
Nothing glass?
Yeah, just bottle. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Mansoor,
nice to meet you.
Zach.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. I got my Sakara beer, got my smokes. Come on, John, answer the phone. He's being a wuss. Okay, I'm going to put it on pause. We'll try him again. Okay, so unfortunately, John is chasing his kids around the house. So he is not available. That's too bad. but I just posted on Facebook, special first person to FaceTime call me now can be a guest on the Homies Around the World podcast. So we'll see if anyone takes me up on my special offer. So I'm just going to sit here and ramble until hopefully somebody calls me. And if nobody calls me, then I guess I'm a loser that doesn't have any friends. That's okay. So I'm sitting here with my, oh shit, my special Egyptian Sakara gold beer. It's pretty good beer. As you know, when I like to travel, I always like to sample the local beverages. Let's see, talk about today. I woke up, had breakfast on the boat. They have these like three times a day buffet meals, buffet style meals on the boat. The food is, it's so-so, it's nothing special, but, you know, they treat you pretty well here. So I really wasn't sure what the plan was as far as tours today. So I got up and got ready in the reception area at 8 o'clock, and nobody showed up for me. There was a bunch of other Spanish-speaking tourists. They all went somewhere cool. And I got left behind, so I was like, I guess they forgot about me. So I went back to my room, and then I got a message that somebody will come pick me up at 3:15. So I didn't really have all that much to do today during the day. I just kind of wandered around the boat, had breakfast, had lunch, hung out on the sun deck for a while. The boat, like, I thought we were going on a cruise because the boat suddenly, like, undocked. And just, I haven't explained this well, but there's a bunch of boats sort of all tethered together. So when you get on and off the boat, you literally have to walk through, like, three or four other boats to get to the dock or back to my boat. Started leaving, and I was like, oh, maybe we're cruising somewhere. I have no idea. I don't know what the plan is. But it turned out they were just like repositioning so one boat could leave, and then we just like redocked. But it was cool just to kind of get some pics of the Nile River. And so I hung out, and then the same guide from yesterday, what's his name? Hotem picked me up, and he's a super nice guy, super knowledgeable. He told me that he had spent like 3 years in the military before becoming a guide, and then he had a master's degree in Egyptology and has been guiding for like the last 19 years. And he definitely seems like it because he seems to know a lot of information. So he took us around yesterday with, there was like seven other people. And today it was just me and one other Canadian guy. And we went to Karnak Temple and Luxor Temple. And just a few fun facts. Karnak Temple apparently is the largest, in terms of land area, religious site in the world. I guess it's like 60-something acres. And it's pretty amazing. I don't know how to... I just posted a bunch of pictures, so you can look at the pictures on Facebook or Instagram. But it's just these massive columns, massive statues, and different rooms and stuff. And you can only visit about a third of it or a half of it because they're restoring a whole section of it. But still, it's amazing. A lot of it was built during... I'm sure I'm screwing up the history of this, but a lot of it was built during Ramses the Second. Well, it was Ramses' father who was... Seti, he had a different name, but so he started it, and then Ramses the Second, who was like considered the greatest king of Egypt, because he ruled for like 67 years, and he died when he was 93 years old. So he was the one that did most of the work on it, and it's amazing just to walk around and imagine what it must have been like when it was fully intact with the full ceiling, and it had windows, and there's these massive single stone obelisks that at the time the triangular top of them was covered in gold. So it must have just been amazing to look at when the sun hit the top of those obelisks and just shine, you know, reflected around. And then when the colonnade area, the hallway with these massive columns was covered, it would have had windows, and light would have shone through those windows and then reflected off gold and silver on the floor. So it must have just been amazing to look at back in the day. The Karnak Temple took something like almost 2,000 years to complete. So just unimaginable to think about that time span. They basically just built it, you know, they just kept building and building on it. And then the Luxor Temple is smaller, but it's still quite amazing as well. And I don't really have many facts. I'm trying to think of... There's some cool hieroglyphics that he showed us where Alexander the Great was basically making an offering to the god of fertility. So there's this one hieroglyphic, I think I posted a picture of it, where Alexander is offering something. I'm not sure if it's like food or whatever, or honey or something like that. And then the god of fertility is just standing in front of him with this giant boner just pointing straight at him. So that was kind of funny. And then there's statues of Tutankhamun. And so Tutankhamun was 19 when he died, and for a long time they thought he was murdered. But when they recently, like I think 2006, did some like CAT scans and DNA analysis, because his mummified corpse is still in the tombs that we were at yesterday. I didn't go in the Tutankhamun tomb because it's like an extra 250 Egyptian pounds on top of the 200 Egyptian pounds that you pay for the other tombs. But the Iraqi family went in there and they showed me pictures of the mummified corpse. And I guess they did some like DNA analysis and some other analysis of like CAT scans and stuff. And somehow somebody smart determined that he was actually died of malaria, probably from a mosquito bite. So he was only 19 when he died. So I asked the guide, could he have been that significant? So what was his significance if he was if he didn't really live that long, and he was only king for like 7 years, from the time he was 12 to the time he was 19. So number one is he's the only tomb that they found completely intact with all the treasures and the corpse and everything in there. So he's one of the reasons he's so famous is just because of that, just because, you know, all the other tombs have been raided and stuff taken out of them and stuff, and all of the treasures from his tomb are in the Cairo Museum, and they're pretty amazing. I couldn't take you're not allowed to take pictures of them, but they're pretty cool to see. But during his lifetime, I guess his father had moved the capital up north. So Luxor's original name was Thebes, and his father had moved. I'm sure I'm butchering this, but his father had moved the capital up north, and then Tutankhamun, during his time, moved it back down to Thebes. So that was a pretty significant thing that he did during his time. So yeah, just a little bit of history lesson for you. I'm just checking to see if anyone's responded. Hold on a sec. I'm calling Miss Emmy Binford. Let's see if she's around. Hello, Miss Amy Binford.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Here, how's this? Is this better?
It looks like it's working.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear?
Hello?
I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, that's better.
Oh,
you're very faint, but I can kind of hear you.
Okay. Guess what? You're on...
Please tell me you can't see me.
No, I can't see you. It's just an audio call.
Okay.
But guess...
I have morning hair and I'm still in my robe.
Oh, well, that's why I have a podcast, so it's just... So we can't see your morning hair.
You're welcome. Anyway, how are you? I love your photos. Jeez.
I'm good. I'm sitting on the sun deck of my, like, floating hotel, and I'm in Luxor, Egypt right now, and guess what? You're on the podcast. You're on the podcast.
Hi, podcast.
Woo!
I don't know what that means, but hopefully that's awesome. I'm still jealous of your trip.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's quite exciting and crazy.
Your photos are amazing. You're making me want to go there, like, right now.
Oh, I wish you were here right now so we could have a beer together and go swimming in the Nile. It's pretty dirty. You wouldn't want to swim in it.
Yeah. Probably not.
How are things back in Portland?
Well, it's definitely fall right now. And yesterday you missed the crazy storm, and most of Portland and part of Vancouver didn't have power for a while.
Oh, seriously?
It was not bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. It was like hail and rain and black clouds and lightning and thunder. And
that's crazy.
It was like Armageddon. My friend
who lives in Spokane said it even snowed in Spokane in September.
Oh yeah, there's snow along the Cascades.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't ready for it to end, but whatever. So it's just a funny time of year now.
Yeah, I totally wish I had. If I had a superpower, it would be the superpower to teleport my friends onto my round-the-world trip.
That is the best superpower that I've ever heard of, and I'm totally down with that. I wish we could make that happen.
I know. If you were here, which country or countries would you most like to visit?
Dang, that's hard. I guess, I don't know,
Yeah, that's on. I still haven't been to Italy either, so maybe maybe you and I can plan a special trip to Italy someday.
I think that needs to happen. The next time you're like, I'm going to do a world tour, I'll be like, okay. I'll join you.
Well, Italy's always been there, and then Portugal, I hear, is amazing too. So maybe Portugal and Italy.
I would love that. What's been your favorite so far?
Oh man, it's hard to pick a favorite because they're all just so unique and different in so many different ways. I love Norway. I love when I was able to leave the city and go up to the mountains of Norway. Croatia was great, but it's very touristy. But it was still amazing.
I wondered about that. It looked beautiful, but I thought, I don't know.
No, it's seriously, like, it would be a great place to, like, if I could teleport you, I would have teleported you to Croatia because we would have just, like, partied ass together in Croatia. It was so fun.
What's been your favorite food so far?
Greece, for sure. Greece is, the food is so good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I love the chaos of Egypt. It's so funny and just interesting and crazy.
What do you mean by the chaos? Just their energy that they give off?
Like just everything, like the people, the crazy driving around the Cairo, the just madness. I don't know. I have this like special love for countries where stuff is just sort of chaotic, like Kathmandu in Nepal or like Hanoi or places like that where like it seems like the rules just don't apply and you just do whatever you want, sort of. But
you just drive by the way people look at you.
Yeah.
Can I go? Yes. Can I not go? No.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
Not a whole lot. I feel like there's just been a lot of shows. I feel like there's been a birthday like every single day. I don't know. Basic life. Nothing super exciting.
Well, you always seem to make it exciting no matter what's happening.
I did get to see, I don't know if you've ever heard of Jared Lawson.
That sounds familiar.
He's actually internationally famous. He's a singer from here. And
okay.
He sounds to me like a combination of like Stevie Wonder and Michael McDonald and Al Jarreau.
Wow.
All in one.
Cool.
He's absolutely one of the best singers I have ever heard. And he was actually playing at Blue Hour last night, so...
Oh, awesome.
Went to see him again.
Let me guess.
Oh my gosh,
let me guess.
He's
one of your best friends already.
Well, we've met a few times, but it's funny because every time we've met, my hair has been completely different. So he always... then he remembers. But no, I'm not best friends yet. Soon. I feel like it's going to happen.
Well, I'm a little bummed that I'm missing the Keb Mo show at the Revolution Hall. Do you know Keb Mo?
Yes. That's
yeah.
When is that?
I think it's in October. You should definitely go.
Okay. I feel like I saw some post about that or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, now that it's October, I'm doing the Columbia Crossing, so over the Astoria Bridge again. It's a 10K.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing that in a couple.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God, I love it. Hopefully the weather will be as nice as it was last year, but I'm still going to do it regardless.
So my sister and her husband are buying a house. They sold their house, and they're buying a house out in Mosier. And I'll send you a picture of it. It's insane. Like, it looks like I'm calling it South Fork Ranch from the TV show Dallas. But we're gonna have to go out for, like, a weekend and hang out with them. Sometime after I get back. What's that? Oh, I'm twisting. So for my like listeners who may not have met you, which is probably very few, what's how do we know each other? Where did we meet? Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
And then you were one of the most fun people, so naturally I gravitated towards you.
Yeah.
And then we had the most fun together.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
But yeah, good times.
Yeah. So Ami is probably also Bill Murray's biggest fan in the world. She has...
I am.
Yeah. You're the president...
Probably.
You're the president of the Bill Murray fan club, I'm sure.
Well... He just hasn't met me yet, so.
Dude.
Time's a ticket, Bill. If you're listening, time's a ticket.
We should start a campaign, because I keep hearing these stories how, like, Bill Murray will just, like, randomly show up at house parties and, like, wash the dishes and stuff. Like,
I know.
We got to have a Bill Murray party and get him to show up. Like, that would be epic.
Well, I've had a Bill Murray party. Like, I had it at the Star. And there were Bill Murray balloons, and I wore my Bill Murray dress. It was when there was that rumor going around that he was going to be in town.
Yeah.
And then he was going to show up at random bars, but...
Whatever, Bill. It hasn't happened yet. Hey, Bill, if you ever find this podcast, you better come to our party.
Seriously, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. Since I was 5 years old, I've wanted to meet this man. Oh, well.
It's going to happen. I just thought of something.
What?
Okay, you're going to have to fake, like, some terminal illness, and then we'll call Make-A-Wish Foundation, and we'll make it happen.
You
might have to shave your head, though, so just so you know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, did I ever tell you my story about just missing him altogether at a party?
No. Yeah.
He was in Brooklyn. Yeah, I was visiting him, and it was around Christmas time. And I was only there for, like, I don't know, 4 days or something, and I had to leave this one particular night. And he's like, no, my friend told me that there's this party, and you have to come to it. I'm like, no, I have to go to the airport. I have to get back to work tomorrow. And he kept insisting, no, you have to stay, and I couldn't. So I, like, I'm on the airplane, and I get off the airplane, and I'm going through the walkway thing, and I turn on my phone and I have all these messages, and I have one from Mike, and it's a picture of his friend who invited us to the party with Bill Murray.
Oh.
Bill Murray was filming that Hotel Budapest or something, so he has this crazy mustache.
Oh,
so,
man.
Had I stayed, my lifetime dream would have happened.
This is a lesson to everyone out there that you never leave the party early, because you never know what might happen.
Yeah. Stay another day. You just never know.
Totally.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Dropped
an F-bomb, sorry. There's been much worse said. I don't know if you've listened to any of the podcasts, but there was an Australian guy who was telling me about this. No, I shouldn't even mention it. It's so bad. Well, I mean, whatever. He was just mentioning how him and his girlfriend were staying at this one hostel. And there was this really skanky girl that was, like, basically getting fisted in front of everybody at the hostel.
No!
Yeah. So I don't know what episode number that is, but it's in there somewhere.
Number 2?
No. It was when I was in Athens. I was talking to this lovely young Australian couple that was traveling for 5 months. And they told me some really funny stories, and as only the Aussies can, so.
I was just going to say, the Aussies are the best, but I don't know. Fisting's a little much for discussion. I don't know. That's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But all right, good to know.
Good to know.
And moving on. I hope you meet a muscle like that. That sounds kind of...
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm a little old for the party hostels, but I've stayed at a couple of them, and you know, I'm just like the old man at the hostel, and all the young kids are like playing drinking games, and I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm not really like trying to keep pace with any of them, but I'm hanging in there.
You're not teaching them the wizard stuff.
Oh, dude, I couldn't. I don't think I don't know if I could get past three levels on a wizard staff these days. I'm out of practice.
Yeah, plus you got things to do. You don't want to be messed up in another country. And yeah, that could be bad news. That could be scary.
Well, I don't know. That's part of the adventure, you know, wake up and... I mean, I'm kind of expecting some weird shit to happen in Moscow, you know, going on a vodka-filled bender and waking up in some random, I don't know, in a snowdrift or something. Who knows?
God, I hope not. Actually, when I saw that I was getting a call from you on my Facebook, I'm like, oh, no, what's happening?
I was
like, yeah, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, what can I do?
Well... No offense, but I tried to get John on the call first, but his
I'm out of here.
Well, his kids were running around like crazy, and he just couldn't pick up the phone. But so you were my second choice.
My cats are quiet.
Yeah.
They're laying next to me, just totally chill.
Oh.
I know, it's Sunday morning cuddle time.
Nice. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Anything. So let's see. Let me just ask like a random question. If you had to like live in another country permanently and you could never leave that country again, where would you go?
Oh my God. Well, I don't know because I've never been really anywhere. God. I feel like, oh man, I have to be by the water somewhere, definitely.
Okay.
I'm definitely a water person.
By the water.
What is that place? Is it Santorini?
Santorini.
I don't know how you say it.
Santorini. Yeah.
I think I'd want to go there.
Yeah, so I didn't go to Santorini, but I went to a couple other Greek islands, and yeah, it's pretty amazing. You would love it, I'm sure. And the food's really good. The people are nice. Yeah, it's pretty ideal.
Yeah, I want to do that. Or I do still live Mexico, deep Mexico.
Mexico, yeah. Mexico's awesome.
I don't know. I just haven't been. And I want to go to Ireland. And I want mm-hmm. I have friends in Australia, friends in Paris. I just need to travel.
Yeah. It'll happen. It'll happen.
I hope so. Maybe when Bill and I meet each other, we will travel the world together.
That.
Do you hear that? Listen to me, Bill. Let's travel the world together.
I feel like of all my friends, like that, you're the one person which I could say, like, I could actually see that happening. Like, if he met you, he would be so charmed by you that he would probably take you around the world.
Well, let's manifest that. Let's
okay.
That
all right.
Okay. Well, you're so missed, but I love your photos.
Yeah.
And it's giving me the travel itch real bad, so.
I hope it's just the travel itch and not some other kind of itch.
It's just travel itch, I promise.
Well, Well, there's the travel itch where you want to go travel, and then there's the travel itch where you are traveling, and then you get an itch, and that's a totally different kind of itch.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that. Goodness. Do you have any like weird, like scariest stories to share? Something weird that's happened?
Yeah, I mean, let's see. Nothing dangerous or scary. But like I did a one problem I have right now is like something's going on with my computer and I can't upload my podcast I can't connect to Wi-Fi with it. So I have like eight podcasts that are all queued up and ready to go, but I can't upload them. So I don't know what's going on. But one of them, I was just talking about the journey here from Cairo to Luxor, and this guy Wahid picked me up from my hotel, and it's just like people drive around Cairo like crazy. It's like I described it like. It's like that movie Days of Thunder where they're driving at high speed really close to one another. And then there's like, you know, there'll be like a donkey cart, like just randomly going across the road. And then there's people just crossing in the middle of like high speed traffic and people are just beeping, honking their horns and everything. And then you get to the train station And it's just chaos. It's just like people, like, I don't know, like carrying like auto parts or sacks of rice and weird stuff. And I don't know, but I don't know. But I do have a really funny story from my last trip. It's a really funny and really embarrassing story. When I was in Vietnam, which I will share on one of my podcasts. So you can stay tuned for that one. Because you'll definitely laugh at me for that.
Aw, I love embarrassing. That's the best. That's usually what happens to me. All right.
Well, yeah.
Ms. Tillis, thanks for calling me.
Yeah,
thanks. John.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a good number two, though.
Yay, number two. All right. Well, you stay safe and keep posting your photos.
Okay, darling.
Love you too.
Bye.